Abomination by Robert Swindles. This book is produced by RNIB.
RNIB, supporting blind and partially sighted people.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Chapter 1. Martha. They chased me home again today, and the new boy, Scott, joined in. When he smiled at me yesterday, I hoped he was going to be my friend, but he's not. He was yelling Raggedy Ann just like everybody else as I ran up Taylor Hill. When I got in, Mother said, "You've been running." I've never told her the kids chase me, and she doesn't like me to run. I said, "Yes, Mother, I'm sorry." She shook her head like she does, tutting. "There's a time, Martha," she says, "a time to every purpose under heaven." I hate my name, Martha. It's in the Bible, but the kids think it's a stupid name. They call me Arthur or Ma, and that's when I'm lucky. Mostly, it's Raggedy Ann, because of my clothes. Mother makes my clothes, and I wish she didn't. But they're good clothes, and I know she sews them because she loves me, but they're different. I mean, they're not rags or anything. That's not why they call me Raggedy Ann. Mother would die before she let me wear rags.